I found a small quiet room a bit farther away from everyone in the program so I could record these short interviews. And why was it hard to find a quiet space? There are 5 areas where different lectures, activities, and lessons happen at every moment. Music, singing, writing, painting, craft making, dancing. There are tutoring sessions in groups and one-on-one. There's the smoking corner and a blowing bubbles corner we set up so non-smokers could also have their own space for social connection. There's the kitchen and dining room, the shared bedrooms, and people hanging out everywhere, along pathways, sitting on benches, or perched on a rock under a tree. Rhee sits in front of the microphone, wearing the most awesome earrings and the coolest ever micro bangs. We laugh a lot before the interview starts. Interview number 6.
I felt heard before. I've had some good conversations. But I think there's always a fantasy in my mind of like, it could be more, it could be better. And then it would just be this magical thing. Have I felt seen? I think that's a trickier one for me. I think feeling seen, yeah, I probably have. I've met so many people in my life and I've had so many interactions that I'm like, I'm sure there's some moments in there somewhere, but I can't pinpoint one. But to feel both by one person, like regularly, I think that's something that I'm still waiting for.
I Think I Saw You is a podcast dedicated to exploring our human disappearance. Every episode features an interview with a different person. In this season, I recorded the participants and faculty members of the program Generation J, each of whom reflected on their own thoughts and experiences of disappearance. I think I saw you, Rhee, right when you disappeared.
I'm not sure I would use the word disappeared. I would use the word free, which is kind of the same thing in my head. 2011, my first time backpacking in India, sitting on the train in the doorway, which they leave open, and just watching the scenery go by, realizing that nobody that I love or that loves me knows where I am right now. And I'm just in the middle of fucking nowhere. And it's just so far away from where I started from, like on the opposite side of the world. It's simultaneously very scary and just exhilaratingly free. Disappearing for me is when your ego dissolves. A quote is coming up in my head right now from the movie I Heart Huckabees, which is probably my favorite movie. It's when Jason Schwartzman's character and Mark Wahlberg's character are with the ball, the red ball, and they're smacking each other in the face with it a few times, and then like it goes 1, 2, 3. I feel it. I'm like a speck of dust, and I'm a dish of mold. I'm everything that's around me. It's like this feeling of simultaneously being connected to everything and totally insignificant. And according to Eastern philosophies, that's kind of the goal, just to disappear into everything. But as that film states, and as I have also experienced, you have those moments and then you ricochet back into human drama and having to, you know, be human and be attached and make money and live and stuff. And then it all gets too much and then you go back to the dish of mold. And it's a cycle. It's like this constant cycle of disappearing and then like becoming boundaryless and then reestablishing your boundaries kind of thing. Who would I invite into my space of disappearance? How would I invite them? Honestly, I think something I learned is like, you can't bring anyone into something that you're thinking if they're not already in that place. And tempting to like give someone a realization that you've had for yourself is futile. It often just makes them end up feeling worse and you don't get anything out of it. So the only time that you can really communicate with someone and they can really get what you're saying with realizations you've had is if they're ready for it. And even then, they're going to experience it in their own way. So I refuse to try and bring anyone into this realization because they're probably already there. And if not, maybe it's not my job to bring them there. I went on a therapy journey like over the last few years that was really life-changing. And my therapist basically really made me realize that I wasn't seeing myself. And that's kind of the most important thing. And she suggested it like months before I got it. Like she said something like, you don't really see yourself. And I was like, okay, sure. I don't even know what that means. Like, okay. And then maybe half a year later, it was actually the day after I got the second COVID shot. And I was in kind of a post-shot fugue. And I was making coffee. And I just kind of had this thing hit me, what it means to see yourself. And understanding that, wow, there's so many ideas that I have and so much like richness in there that I know it's there, but I don't, like that's the stuff that people make art out of. That's not just, don't take that for granted. That's like good shit. And that's the day I decided to start doing art and like taking my own ideas seriously and like really seeing myself. I've never gone about something that way before. I just decided this is what I'm doing. And I just went for it with no self-doubt whatsoever. And the day I decided that, within 3 days, things just unfolded. Like I told my friend was like, oh, I have a friend who's an artist who's looking for people to help with his project. And I was like, okay. And I just showed up at his studio and I was like, hey, I'm into art. Can I help you? And then I became part of this collective and I started developing my own stuff. And it was just this really magical thing that started with me seeing myself. And once I saw myself, I felt a lot more visible to others. My name is Rhee. I am 35. I just moved to Berlin from Tel Aviv. I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee. And it's been a wild ride so far.
I Think I Saw You is created, produced, recorded, designed, and edited by me, Eyal Davidovic. Original music was also composed and performed by me. Mixing and additional sound design by the magic man, Jan Brett. The podcast is supported by Paideia, the European Institute for Jewish Studies in Sweden. For updates and more, follow Art and Time Machines on Instagram and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen.